One of the best methods to increase our faith in the Buddhas and to receive their blessings is to gaze at an image of Buddha again and again, regarding it as an actual Buddha who is supremely kind to all living beings. So perhaps you have a picture, a statue of Buddha in your home. This practice is so easy to do, so uplifting, so beneficial. We're creating such extraordinary karma. We just need to gaze at the image, regarding it as actual living Buddha, who is supremely kind to all living beings. So when we see a Buddha statue, for example, instead of thinking of it as an object made of metal or stone, or focusing on its artistic faults or merits, we should feel that we are in the presence of a real living Buddha and develop deep faith. So no matter what the Buddha statue, for example, is made out of, no matter where it's come from, we should feel we are in the presence of a real living Buddha and develop deep faith. By viewing images of Buddha in this way, it is as if we are opening a window in our mind through which the blessings of the holy beings can enter. Beautiful. If we gaze at Buddha in this special way, feeling that we are in the presence of a real living Buddha and develop deep faith, it is as if we are opening a window in our mind through which the blessings of the holy beings can enter. Our mind will feel peaceful because we're receiving blessings. This inner peace is real happiness because it comes from wisdom, not from worldly enjoyments. This special way of viewing Buddha images is based on wisdom, not ignorance, and serves to increase our faith and receive blessings or inspiring energy. So this special method is taught in Arkadampa book, The New Eight Steps to Happiness, The Buddhist Way of Loving Kindness by Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche. And I'd also like to share this teaching from the Kadampa book, Joyful Path of Good Fortune, also by Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche. If we are very busy, even just looking at an image of Buddha with faith, creates a strong potentiality for us to see actual Buddhas in the future. In one of his previous lives, Shariputra entered a temple where there were many paintings and statues of Buddhas. As he beheld them, he wondered, "When shall I see the real Buddha face to face?" All night long, he gazed at the images and longed to meet the real Buddha. As a result of the good karma he created on that occasion, in a later life, he became one of the main disciples of Buddha Shakyamuni and attained liberation in that life. Isn't this story amazing? That Shariputra just lay all night long in the temple, gazing at the images of Buddha, longing to see real Buddha face to face. These actions of gazing with a faithful mind created the cause for him in a later life to become one of the main disciples of Buddha Shakyamuni and attain permanent liberation from suffering in that life. So we can do exactly the same. We just need to gaze at images of Buddha with faith, knowing there's living Buddha there. And one day, instead of seeing a statue or an image, we will see living Buddha in that place. With our present impure mind, the only way we can perceive Buddha is in the form of someone like our spiritual guide, or as an image, perhaps like the image we have on our shrine. Due to our karmic obstructions, we perceive these forms as impure, but the impurities do not exist from their own side. As our mind becomes more virtuous, we perceive Buddha's image differently. When our mind is pure, we perceive the image of Buddha as Buddha's emanation body, and not as a mere work of art. When we gain the concentration of the Dharma continuum, we perceive the image of Buddha as Buddha's supreme emanation body, and we are able to receive instructions from it directly. Just as Atisha received instructions from his statue of Aryatara. Atisha brought this statue with him to Tibet, and whenever he was asked an important question, he would say, "First I shall consult the Lady Tara," and he would have the little statue of Tara on his hand, and he would ask her a question, and she would reply, and he would follow her advice. So we will be able to do this one day. When we attain the first spiritual ground of a bodhisattva, we perceive the image of Buddha as Buddha's enjoyment body. And when we attain full enlightenment, we will perceive the image of Buddha as Buddha's truth body. So how powerful, how useful an image of Buddha is. So if we have an image of Buddha in our home, there are images of Buddha in all our Kadampa sadhanas and books. We gaze at that image with wisdom, feeling that we are in the presence of real living Buddha. And such beneficial results will come. This special way of viewing Buddha images is based on wisdom and serves to increase our faith and receive blessings.